This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 30 verses, 30 days, day 9. And today we're looking at verse number 153 from Surah Al-A'raf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ ثُمَّ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهَا وَآمَنُوا إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Those people who do evil deeds, and then they make tawbah after those evil deeds. Now what's unique over here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ends up pluralizing the evil deeds. That's to include every single type of evil. So this includes paganism. It includes associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It includes major sins. It includes minor sins as well. So every form of evil is included over here. Why? Because A, it's pluralized, and B, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the noun definite, which is a way to denote generality within the Arabic language. وَالَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ. So this means this here is a remedy to deal with every type of evil. What is that? Allah says, ثُمَّ تَابُوا. Then they make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single type of evil can be forgiven by Allah. Whether that be the highest of the high in terms of the evil, whether that be paganism itself, whether that be associating partners with Allah, disbelief of other forms as well, all of that can be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply if a person makes tawbah, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us that at-tawbatu tajubbu ma qablaha, that tawbah ends up wiping out everything that is before it. Then Allah says, thumma tabu, then they make tawbah, min ba'diha, after the evil is already done. Now sometimes what happens is people, after the evil is already done, they go into a state of anxiety out of fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell you over here that min ba'diha, after the evil has already been concluded, then they make their tawbah, meaning that they've already done this evil. That even those people have already completed and concluded an evil, even those people have a right to tawbah, not just those people who are doing it at that point, and then they end up withholding from continuing. Even those who have concluded the evil, they have a right to tawbah as well, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهَا وَآمَنُوا. But there's a condition. They believe that Allah is the Ghaffar. They believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Ghafoor. They believe Allah is the All-Forgiving. They believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the All-Merciful. And they believe also has another connotation in here as well. It also shows us another meaning as well. And that is that even those evils that end up leading a person outside of the fold of Islam, even those can be forgiven so long as a person makes tawbah and comes back to faith. So those people who might have left the religion as well, and there are people, unfortunately, in our times, the numbers are growing as well, those people that end up finding some sorts of doubts about certain issues related to Islam, because they didn't have the right answers, or they didn't have the right people to give them the answers, or maybe they didn't search for the answers as well. All of those are possibilities. So Allah is saying, even those people, if they find their way back to the right path, back to Islam, وَآمَنُوا, and they believe, and they make their tawbah, even those people will be forgiven. This is very important, the end of the verse. Allah says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Your Lord, after that tawbah, will be ever forgiving and ever merciful. What does this mean? Notice many a times when people do evil, they end up saying, Allah ghafoorul raheem. Allah is ever forgiving and Allah is ever merciful. But Allah is telling you, yes, I am ever forgiving. Yes, I am ever merciful. But إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا, your Lord, after you seek His forgiveness, that's when He's ever forgiving, and that's when He's ever merciful. It's not just a free passage or a free rite of passage you just get through because Allah is ever forgiving and Allah is ever merciful. He wants you to make your tawbah, and that tawbah will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you bring that tawbah with all of the conditions of the tawbah. What are the conditions of the tawbah? You have to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. So you have to sincerely make tawbah to Allah. Secondly, you have to discontinue. You have to firstly have remorse in your heart, because the Prophet ﷺ said, "An-nadamu tawbah." Remorse is considered tawbah itself. So if you want to repent to Allah and you're not remorseful, that's not really a repentance. Allah wants you to be remorseful. He wants you to feel guilty that you did that evil, and then Allah will forgive you. Because that shows that you no longer wish to continue this evil. And number three, you have a sincere intention and resolve that you'll never go back to this action. And even before that, number four, you discontinue that action and you don't go back to it. Okay, you have remorse, you discontinue the action, and then you never go back to it. Before all of that, you have sincerity. And last but not least, you do all of this within time. What is time? Well, you do it before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes your life, or you do it before the Day of Judgment comes. And we don't know when one of those things may be coming. So my dear brothers and sisters, I call you to tawbah as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls you and I and all of us to tawbah when He says, "Tubu ilallahi jami'an." Go make tawbah to Allah altogether, all of you, O humanity, and all of you, O people. Every one of us has an obligation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we make tawbah to Him, we repent to Him, because each one of us happens to be a sinner. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and accept our tawbah and our repentance. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.